count on us to be talking local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Parent.
Welcome back in as the conversation continues on WGNS AM/FM, online at WGNSradio.com. And we're here to talk about the fifth annual gala that is coming up, the City Schools Foundation Gala, and a guy who's getting a warm-up, I guess, for his emceeing duties. Mr. Andy Womack is joining us in studio. Pretty interesting kind of turn of events. You're going to be emceeing and a special roasting of a guy who we hear emceeing all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of a reversal of roles. Usually I'm the one getting roasted and he's the one doing the emceeing, but we will be roasting John Hood at this event, so it ought to be fun.
And Lisa Trail's joining us here as well, who is a director of communications for City Schools. How did all of this come about with John being the one that's roasted at this gala?
Well, the City Schools Foundation chooses a different honoree every year, and so John's name was brought up early on, and he was gracious enough to come forward and say we could roast him. I'm not sure he knew he was going to be roasted when he agreed to do this. So The roast kind of came afterwards, so he may be getting a little bit more than he bargained for to start with. But he's such a supporter of education, he was just a logical choice.
Andy, you, of course, a big supporter of education as well in your time at in Capitol Hill in Nashville. So you see the importance of what's being done here, obviously, or you wouldn't be participating in this.
Well, certainly. I'm, of course, a very strong advocate for public education. But one thing that is noticeable and I think will be a trend in the future is that a lot of the refinements and frills that we would like to see in our public education system are going to have to be provided by private dollars. And so I really applaud the City Schools for founding a foundation. It's not an easy thing to do to found one and then to take the time and find the volunteers, because you do have to use volunteers to help raise money for your foundation. And I applaud them for doing that, because what they're doing is really putting a little extra into the city schools that the students would not have available were it not for the money raised by the foundation.
Now, how is this money is raised from year to year, and is it allotted to the schools, or how does that work? How does this whole foundation, maybe in a few words, explain that to us?
In a few words. This is the fifth annual, so we've been going almost 5 years with the foundation. They have raised and given away over $250,000 to our school systems. What happens is the teachers can apply for grants, so if there's something they need in their classroom that may not be funded by the tax dollars or our local budget, then they can apply for a grant for that, and the City Schools Foundation looks at that and will grant them those grant requests. The other thing they do that's very important is they do a parity account. So a lot of our schools are able to raise a lot in their fundraising. Some schools obviously have a little bit more affluent parents. Mm-hmm. And then some of our schools are have a poorer socioeconomic. So they go into those schools with the poorer socioeconomic overall background, and they will give dollars to those schools to help them with their general budget, just like a PTO would do for the larger schools.
Okay. Well, that all makes sense. And you're talking about things, if a teacher wanted a new state-of-the-art projector screen thing, in their class. I mean, you may have these in classrooms, but that's just something that comes to mind. If they wanted that to aid in the teaching of science, then they'd write a grant for that, and this board looks at it.
Absolutely. Most of the time those are called ELMOs, and that's what they get funded, a lot of those. One of the schools is getting ready to buy a lot of iPads that they're going to be teaching from. So iPads is not a traditional book. It's a little bit out of the ordinary, and that's what they're going to be using a lot of their foundation dollars, is to buy iPads for those fifth and sixth graders to teach technology, science, math, and just on a more technologically advanced area.
That is pretty neat. You got to go in that direction, Andy. I mean, gone are the days of just opening up a textbook, because, well, I'm surrounded by two computers here, and there are 15 probably in this building somewhere.
Well, I'm finding that true even at my career, my regular job, that if I don't stay literate on computers, my business will pass me by. And thank goodness I'm with a company that provides me with the equipment and the software and keeps me current. But it's my challenge is learning how to operate it and making those changes as frequently as they seem to want to change the equipment and the programs.
Yeah, well, I can just look at my kids and what they're learning how to do now at 12 and 9 and the things that I was learning back in that time. And, you know, it's amazing that what is being taught in the school systems now and the different, you've got to really get a kid's attention now. It's hard because of all the electronics they have.
Well, it's extremely important that our public schools have a lot of this equipment available because there's not parity at home. And if children, particularly of lower income families, do not have this kind of equipment available to them at home, they're going to be out of the workforce later on because they have got to learn to operate in this technological society.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Andy Womack and Lisa Trail today about the City Schools Foundation Gala, which is February 10th. We haven't mentioned that yet. It's Friday, February 10th at 7 o'clock at the Stones River Country Club. We're going to talk to you about tickets and how you can participate and things of that nature in just a few moments. I find it interesting, Lisa, there's also a partnership here with MTSU, and the president's actually opening up his home for this as well, so that's pretty neat.
MTSU has always been a great supporter of Murfreesboro City Schools, and President McPhee and his wife, of course, Liz is a teacher in the city schools, are opening up their home for the pre-party, and have been just gracious as far as their support and just helping us along with the foundation.
In terms of those who can participate in this event, businesses, is there a chance for a business to become a sponsor of the event, Andy?
We have three levels of sponsorships. We have a $5,000 level, a $2,500 level, and a $1,000 level. And we do have sponsorships at each of those levels already. In fact, we've had a very successful year, and some of John Hood's allies have stepped up and given us a little extra incentive this year over previous years with their purchases. But our pre-sales of sponsorships have exceeded last year's already, and we added two new sponsors today, so the sponsorships are still coming in. The individual tickets are $250 a person, and for an extra $50 you can also attend the pre-gala event at Dr. Sidney and Liz McPhee's home.
Do you think some of that may be hush money to keep you from...
No telling.
Well, I see some of the community roasters here, Ed Barlow and Dan Whittle. Of course, I don't know if anybody can talk over Dan. He probably will steal the show there. And others, Bob Mifflin, I think.
Well, let me kind of give a description. What we tried to do was John Hood has been so active in so many areas of our community that we tried to find the areas and then find a person to kind of focus on that area. So Ed Barlow, he's been a member of the Exchange Club no telling how many years. He's even been the international president of the Exchange Club. And so Ed Barlow will kind of be given that focus. Dan Whittle will be given his political focus. We felt like if we can control Whittle to focus on anything, we hope he would focus on his political career. Then Lana Severs is the dean of the education department at MTSU. She was also commissioner of education when John served. So she can, and he's been on the local school board, in fact. So we want her to kind of address his education background. And then Bob Mifflin worked with him in the banking business for years. So they're each going to hit a different aspect of John's life.
Well, if you need some good old pictures from his radio days way back when, there are a few here in the hallway.
I was out looking in the lobby at some of those. He and Ray Duffy brought back a lot of memories to me.
Yeah. Got some. We probably even have some audio around here. Who knows? But that's going to be neat. Now, you said when he signed up for this, he didn't necessarily know. Maybe it was a roast.
He didn't, but I will tell you, it was his son's idea.
Was it now?
Yes. So I think the whole family is going to enjoy this one.
The event is open to the public, I would assume.
It is open to the public. Reservations are required because we have to make sure we have enough seats for everyone.
Sure.
Seats, like Andy said, it's $250 a seat. And if you just want to support the foundation, if you just want to come out and say something, you know, if you don't want to come to the event, we will take your money anyway, and we'll tell John that you supported it.
Now, tell us what happens after the event. After February 10th, when all is said and done, will the money that is raised from by this foundation, will that go out for the next school year, or how does that work?
Yeah, it will. Yeah. Most of it will go into the next school year. Some of it will go in teachers' grants that are coming up. There's always some grants that come available or some needs that come up. So mm-hmm. we have it to it, so it's one grant period that they should be requesting. But you never know. Something will pop up and sure. a teacher will say, you know, if I just had this, I could do this. So it gets utilized. Our trustees are fabulous. They are a great group of people who really take their board trustee position to heart. They want to make sure that the city schools, the children are just supported in every way possible. So that money will just keep on rolling every year. And we have other events that are fundraisers as well. They have a fashion show in the past. And again, we get donations throughout the year from people who just want to support the foundation and city schools.
So it's kind of an ongoing thing. It's not just a once a year you apply for grants and then that's it.
The majority are applied for during right. a certain period of time, but no, there's obviously there's just opportunities that come up that the teachers just wouldn't know about at one time.
Let's give the details once again about the City Schools Foundation Gala and tell us how we can get tickets and things of that nature. I'm not sure who wants. Can you? Both of you pointed each other. That's funny. Lisa, why don't you take that one then?
The gala itself is Friday, February the 10th. It will begin at 7 o'clock. It's at Stones River Country Club. Let me say that with Stones River Country Club. You can go online to the City Schools website and find out all the details, and it's www.cityschools.net. The tickets are $250. If you want to be a sponsor, a table of eight is $2,500. And we are taking sponsors right now. We would love to have some more sponsors come on board.
Very good. Cityschools.net, you can find a lot of the information there on the website. And again, it's coming up Friday, February the 10th. Is there a certain cutoff date or just as
no.
soon as possible? Huh?
Exactly. It would be right now for the sponsors to get the majority, you know, all the maximize their sponsorship. We need to know about it. If someone wants to come on, you know, 5 days before the event, we'll take them as long as we can get a seat and a meal for them.
Very
so,
good.
But the earlier, the better.
Well, Andy, I'm sure you've been working on your speech for weeks and weeks now, haven't you?
Well, my primary duty is emceeing. Mm-hmm. I'm not speaking as much as I'm emceeing, but I have some thoughts about how to introduce each of these roasters as well as have a little dialogue about John mm-hmm. Hood as I go along.
So the roasters could get roasted a little bit.
Well, maybe a little. They're just such easy targets. I couldn't pass them up.
I see several of them on there, so yeah, I can understand that.
I think we're going to get him a shepherd's stick to pull them off.
Yeah, we are going to try to control our time on this. I've already tried to warn each of them as to their allotted time, so we don't want this to go too long.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fun event, and we hope folks will get behind this, and we'll spend some time maybe in the future talking more about the City Schools Foundation. But it's a great cause, and obviously Andy, for you to get behind it, and for John, that really shows the importance, and maybe a good idea for other cities and other public school systems to utilize. You know, I think it's a great idea.
Well, I think it is. I really applaud, as I said earlier, the city schools, and I'll tell you, I am not on their board, and I really admire the work of this board. They've been working at this now for 5 years, and it takes a lot of work. It's driven by volunteers, and it's quite invigorating to see that interest in city schools. I happen to have two grandchildren in the city schools, so I am directly interested and feel I directly benefit from the work they're doing at the City Schools Foundation.
Most certainly. Well, we appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for everything you do here in our community and working in this fashion as well, Andy. Appreciate that. Lisa, I'm sure we'll see you soon.
Absolutely.
All right. CitySchools.net, by the way, where you can find a lot more information, or 893-2313, and ask about the gala or the foundation or both. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll wrap things up here in just a moment here on Rutherford Issues.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.